This episode is brought to you by Fit Chef Texas. Fit Chef Texas offers keto, paleo, AIP or autoimmune protocol meals to fit your dietary needs. These meals are non-GMO, use grass-fed beef, antibiotic-free chicken, wild-caught seafood, go by the Dirty Dozen Clean 15 produce guidelines, use no high fructose corn syrup and no hydrogenated oils. Delivery is available to your home or office. To order online, go to www.fitchefTexas.com. All first-time orders receive 10% off using the code Jamie. E&L Financial Services. Protection is necessary. Whether it be college savings, life planning, car insurance, or home security, E&L Financial takes care of families. To get started, contact E&L Financial by phone at 281-619-9488 or by email at e_lfinancial@yahoo.com. Looking to advertise? Email the Groovy Beat Podcast at info@thegroovybeatpodcast.com or call us at 832-308-3333, extension 3. Hello and welcome to episode 9 of the Groovy Beat Podcast. I am your host, Jamie Nicole, certified holistic health and empowerment coach, also known as the Natural Healing Coach. And as a health coach, I help busy professionals and purpose-driven leaders. And by that, I mean anyone from a corporate professional all the way to the stay-at-home mom who's the leader of Girl Scouts. And I say that because I was all of that and everything in between. I help those people improve the quality of life by making small dietary and lifestyle changes that help them increase their energy, reduce their stress, skyrocket their productivity, and increase their overall health and well-being. And today on the Groovy Beat playlist, we are talking about the first of the 7 essentials of optimum health that I talked about on episode 2 of the Groovy Beat podcast, and that is whole foods and supplementation. And today's topic is facts and myths about CBD. Today we have with us Elliot Bernard, the lab manager of CBD Houston. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. So I'm so excited about this topic. I am always looking for ways to bring information and share with you remedies for or cures for or natural remedies. People are tired of the side effects of traditional medications, so they're looking for more natural things that they can incorporate into their health and wellness routine. Now, before we get started, I just want to give one little disclaimer. This episode or the information that you hear this episode is not meant to treat, cure, or diagnose any disease. Please make sure that you're seeing your doctor for any changes to your healthcare regimen. And this is just for informational purposes only, so you can take it and research it and see if it's a right fit for you. So that being said, now that we've gotten all of that out of the way, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you taking time out of your day. It is appropriate. I almost forgot to mention that April is Cannabis Awareness Month. So we're doing this at an appropriate time. Yeah. We're going to give some awareness to cannabis to the people who are listening. So start out by telling us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you got to be the lab manager for a CBD company.
Well, I originally moved to Colorado beginning of 2014, right at the beginning of their recreational cannabis period. Mm-hmm. It's something that I had been interested in and passionate about growing the plant. I wanted to learn more. I had originally traveled to other countries where it was tolerated to learn different methods, such mm-hmm. as Amsterdam and Canada and Switzerland. So I just figured that Colorado was a perfect fit for me. Moved to Colorado, and I was immediately just thrown into the industry.
Mm-hmm. That's a good place to be thrown in, right?
Yeah, it is. No matter your background, they want you to start at the very bottom and work your way up. Mm-hmm. So it didn't matter what type of experience and knowledge that I had, they threw me into a trim room with a pair of scissors. Mm-hmm. So I just started trimming. But then I quickly elevated up to production, to growing, and then they put me into a lab, which was my fit right at home. So as soon as I got into a lab, started learning different methods, solvent extractions, hydrocarbon extraction, solventless extraction, and making new products, that was really where I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. Soon after that, after about 2 years of working in a lab and making quality products and winning awards all over the world, actually, I saw that CBD was the way to go. Mm-hmm. I knew that CBD was going to be available in all the states. That's where I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. And in Colorado, when you have marijuana CBD, they regulate marijuana so hard that it's harder to actually work on CBD. Mm-hmm. So if you work with just CBD, you don't have all that regulation of the state.
Okay, awesome.
So I started doing CBD consulting, and that's where I met our founder of our company, Aaron Peterson, from CBD Houston, and I started doing some consulting with him. And 3 years later, I'm out here in Houston.
Awesome.
I really prefer being out here. I'm originally from the Houston area, so coming back home was a gift to me.
Well, welcome back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. But as long as I stayed working with CBD mm-hmm. and making products, that's really where I wanted to be. And working in a lab and developing new products, that makes me happy.
Awesome. So you are the right person for this podcast because you know about the not just the office administrative stuff or the store owner wholesale part of it.
Yeah.
You know about the chemical components and how it's made and where it's derived and all of that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. What's safe and what's not safe and what people are using, what they should be using, and just what the industry has already said that they don't want you using, which is going Colorado set the precedent for the rest of the nation.
Awesome.
So if it's going to be used in Colorado, you can pretty much guarantee it's going to be used in any other state.
Awesome. With that being said, I want to go ahead and get into our first question. I was talking to you before the show, mm-hmm. and you know, just to let the audience know, the reason I do this podcast is to bring information that people may not know. Also, I like to dispel myths, and there are a lot of facts and myths about CBD, whether or not it's marijuana, what's the difference. A lot of people don't know. They're sure. not educated on it, so they're afraid to try it, even though it's been proven to be beneficial towards our health. They're afraid to try it because they think it has some psychoactive effect. So can you just start out by explaining a little bit about the differences between CBD, marijuana, what is THC, what should they be concerned about, what should they not be concerned about?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I run into it every day from different stores and different clients that are looking to buy CBD, or we're trying to teach them about it, and they're like, CBD, that's for marijuana, right? I'm like, no, technically it's from a cannabis plant, but CBD or cannabidiol is a naturally derived chemical compound found in the cannabis plant, but it's a non-psychoactive compound. So it's not like THC, which is highly psychoactive. You're not going to get high off CBD. But CBD, just like THC, is one of 140 different compounds found in cannabis plant. Mm-hmm. And that's all that they found so far. CBD is completely non-psychoactive. It's not going to get you high. It's not going to make you trip. It's not going to make you lose your mind. Mm-hmm. What it is there's some misconceptions about it because it's got it says canna in front of it. Mm-hmm. And people automatically assume that's cannabis. Mm-hmm. And they might assume that with marijuana. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we've come a long way. But now we can breed CBD-rich and CBD-only plants now. Mm-hmm. And that's really where the industry is going. There's been a lot of mixed breeding between marijuana and CBD throughout the years, mm-hmm. which is doing some really good research, but it's also allowed us to isolate just those CBD-rich plants.
Awesome.
And then we can isolate the THC out of it. Mm-hmm. And then in further refinement, we can get rid of all the THC if mm-hmm. we need to.
Awesome. Yeah. So we were talking a little bit before about, again, the terms that people are using. And so we say, well, CBD is good for you. You can use it for a variety of different things. It's been shown to help with inflammation, anxiety, depression, mm-hmm. Medical issues. So what's the difference between cannabis or CBD that I can buy in a local store, and you have to educate me too because I don't know everything, and then also the medical marijuana, how is that different,
sure.
Explain how it's different from marijuana, each one of those.
So now we've come to the part where we have different terms now for everything because of legalization throughout the country. So with hemp, generally we refer to hemp as CBD rich, very low THC. Mm-hmm. So those are going to be the plants we want to work with. Now you have medical marijuana, mm-hmm. which has been around, you know, for a while, which has been around in Colorado for several years now, for a long time since before recreational. Mm-hmm. But now with the term cannabis, they want to use recreational cannabis. Mm-hmm. So it can be kind of confusing, the vernacular between state to state that you go to. Really, it all boils down to percentages and numbers. So as for Texas is concerned, anything up to 0.03% THC, which is barely nothing, is going to be considered legal. Mm-hmm. That's no trace elements of THC. That's, you're not going to get high off mm-hmm. of it. It's just basically adding a little bit of the entourage effect to it. Mm-hmm. Now, in Texas, anything above 0.03% up to 0.5% is going to be considered medical marijuana. Okay. It's only available to like seizure patients and in oil form.
And it's by prescription only, right?
Prescription only, mm-hmm. very rare case. It's your average Joe's not going to go in there and get a prescription. Mm-hmm. You literally have to have seizure or epilepsy and things like that. And that's really all that they're approving right now.
Mm-hmm. So just for clarification, just for the listening audience, so anything from, I guess, just CBD without any THC in it mm-hmm. can be found at a local store, the shops that we see popping up all over Houston.
Up to 0.03%.
0.03%. So anything above, you said 0.5%?
From 0.03 to 0.5% mm-hmm. to 0.5%. It's considered medical marijuana. You have to have a prescription. You can only buy it in a dispensary, licensed dispensary in Texas. But anything above 0.5%
can't deal with
is
it.
Way too illegal for the state of Texas.
So up to 0.03 at a yeah. shop or through a distributor.
Sure, sure.
Anything above that, prescription.
Yeah, and just to give you an idea of how ridiculously low it is, in Colorado, 0.5% or lower is considered hemp.
Okay.
Because they know it's not going to get you high.
Okay.
But in Texas, that's outlined as their medical.
Okay.
So it's a very small window.
So depending on where you're listening from, you just have to be aware of what the laws in your particular state.
Yes, absolutely.
We keep saying Texas because we're based in Texas, mm-hmm. but we can have listeners all over the United States or
absolutely,
even the world.
Yeah.
So you really have to make sure that you're aware of the laws where you are so you don't get caught up and get in trouble for getting something that you're not supposed to get, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And with the Federal Hemp Act from December 2018, it's nationwide. We can ship it nationwide as long as it's made in a legal state. Mm-hmm. Some states have outlawed that. You can't grow it here. You can't grow hemp here. You can't manufacture CBD here. So it's manufactured just like us. We're manufactured in Colorado. We're completely source everything from fields in Colorado, from seed all the way to harvest. Mm. We monitor everything, how it's grown, and then we make it into a complete product and then ship it over state lines.
Awesome.
So that makes it completely legal. We meet all the federal mandates. We meet all of the state legislature laws. So we can be completely legal. Within 3 years of being business, CBD Houston has never had a product pulled from any shelves.
Awesome. So we need to make sure that we're getting our product from CBD Houston because they've done their research and we're
absolutely.
Making sure that it's safe for us.
And we're also a Harris County bonded company. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we go by the book.
Awesome. That is awesome to know. I'm glad the audience is listening and is able to get this information. And just before we go, we're going to cut off of Facebook in a minute, and I'm so excited to get into the rest of the conversation. And even though I indicated at the beginning of this broadcast that it's not meant to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease, make sure you see your doctor, there are so many different studies out that are giving the benefits of CBD, whether it be inflammation, whether it be anxiety, depression, whether it be even some studies have shown it to be helpful with reducing your chances of getting cancer. So it's an important topic. It's a good natural alternative. So I hope that you stay with us. If you're on Facebook, we're going to cut off right now. If you're watching on the replay, make sure you stay with us. We're going to continue this conversation. Everyone on Facebook, make sure that you find this broadcast on any of your podcasting networks, your favorite one, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, what have you. Make sure you get the full, all of the information so you're aware of the benefits of CBD and how you can incorporate it into your health and wellness routine. See you later. All right, let's continue the conversation. We've already gone over what CBD is. We've already talked about the different types, the different levels of THC. We've explained to the audience what THC is. So let's get a little bit into how we use the oils daily. You mentioned how extraction matters. Can you give us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So there's different extraction methods. You can do, there's a hydrocarbon method, which you're using lab grade propane or butane. Mm-hmm. Any inert gas will really work too. I've seen helium done. Mm-hmm. It's not going to hurt you. Mm-hmm. What we prefer is we like to do ethanol distillation. So ethanol is completely safe. It's body safe. It's easier to extract. It's a little bit safer to use on the machines. But we do a full refinement and a fractional distillation afterwards. So we do post-distillation on it. I feel that with ethanol distillation, you get 100% of the solvent out. Mm-hmm. With a hydrocarbon extraction, which is good, you still have, I still prefer doing an ethanol wash on it to get 100% of solvents out. But there's some solvents you want to watch out for, because some companies are doing mass extractions with solvents that I don't really agree with. So I've seen the bigger companies use stuff like acetone, hexane, things like that, stuff that you wouldn't necessarily want to use, especially with people that may have cancer or want to avoid cancerous things. So I stick with a pure sugarcane ethanol, pure corn ethanol, things like that. We keep it organic. We only use organic and natural materials. We use organic oils in our bases too. So that definitely matters with how it's extracted.
And I think that's so important that you said that. You mentioned that when we were having our conversation earlier, because I always tell people, even when it was, when it, if it's with, just with food or the things that they're put on, what they put on their body, it doesn't matter so much what it is, as long as it's processed correctly, right? And I don't care what kind of meat you eat, but what your meat eats matters.
Yes.
And how it's processed matters.
Yeah, and absolutely. So a lot of people are use organic methods when they're growing, whether it's ornamentals to foods to hemp and cannabis. They'll use organic methods, stuff like neem oil. And we won't take any harvests that have had neem oil sprayed on it at any point in time. Neem oil is safe at an ornamental level, even on a flower level, if they're going to be smoking it. But on a concentrate level, once we're going to start doing extractions on it, it's not as good for you.
And then you also mentioned also, too, because it's something else I always talk about, is the heavy metals.
Yeah, so we look at all of our test results. We don't accept anything that's tested positive for any heavy metals, any residual solvents, any harsh pesticides. We only use organic and natural stuff, honestly. So if we see anything in there that's popping up, or any, even it's organic pesticides and fungicides that we don't approve of, whether it be neem oil or whether it be something else that's been approved on the shelf, that when you concentrate it becomes 20 times worse than actually it is. So we look at all test results for that.
Okay, awesome. And again, I just want to reiterate to the audience, oftentimes we only think about putting things in our body that are organic when it relates to food, or are only concerned with reading labels when it's concerned with food. So I'm trying to get the audience to think more about not only for your food, but for your supplements, for the things that you put on your body, making sure that you get a reputable company, right?
Yeah, all oils. It doesn't matter if it's CBD oil or, you know, all oils that you're using, whether you're going to be using flaxseed oils, you know, and your other seed oils, and whether if you're using like arnica oils. People like to make their own topicals too, because we use arnica in our topicals. We only use steam distilled arnica, and I source it from the best companies out there, because if they use something wrong in their extraction methods or how, if it's grown, that's still going to get passed on into the final product. You know, you don't want to put that on your skin.
Yeah, so making sure that we're getting our, whatever we put into our body, that it's safe and we know what's in it, is so very important.
Exactly.
Awesome. So let's move on to the next question. What are the benefits of the different types of oils and the different types of products? Is it, right now I have a knee issue. Is it better for me to use a cream? Is it better for me to take it internally, a combination of both? Can you explain how our audience, if this is something that they want to look into, will know what's best for them? Like they're just on your website, they want to order, or one of your distributors. How do they know where to start if they're just starting out in their CBD journey?
Sure. So what we're trying to do is we want to awaken our internal endocannabinoid system. And that's what CBD do. CBD is just going to wake up our endo system.
And can you explain to the audience, just in case they don't know what that is?
Yeah, so endocannabinoid system is something that's alive in all of our, in all mammals right now. It's connected to our nervous system. And what it is, it's a biological system composed of endocannabinoids, which are indigenous to lipid-based retrograde neurotransmitters. So they're going to bind to the cannabinoid receptors, and the CBD is going to trigger it. So it's going to give you a boost in, oh, you need a healing factor here, or you need a healing factor there.
Okay.
You know, it's going to awaken it. And then after you start using it, you can see results in as quick as, you know, as a week, or it may take several weeks. You know, it depends on the body, depends on the person. You know, so when somebody wants to take oils, I usually recommend starting with a sublingual, sublingual twice a day, maybe a soft gel. If you're having direct joint pain or issues in there, sometimes a topical or a salve will be good there. You know, I can't make any direct claims of what they're going to do, but sometimes if you know where you pinpoint where the problem is, put it right on the problem. So we've had customers with that have been real happy and continue to buy product that, you know, they come to us with issues like that.
Mm-hmm. So if I'm going into a store or ordering online, going into one of your distributors, and I have to make a choice between, I don't think we've even talked about this, full spectrum and broad spectrum.
Yeah.
A lot of people have those signs. Can you explain what that is and how do I know which one do I need?
So it can get a little bit of tricky waters here. So full spectrum is going to be the proper term that I agree with. Mm. So you have two different forms of isolate that you can get from. You can be an isolate base, which is going to be just CBD, which was sent through fractional distillation and then crystallized just the CBD portion from the material. We do full spectrum distillate, which means that we're going to have other compounds in it, whether it's going to be CBDV, CBA, CBG, mm-hmm. The 0.03% of THC, THCV.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these will be legal amounts, but once you got all those cannabinoids working together, you get what we call the entourage effect.
Mm-hmm.
So a full spectrum effect, I think, in my opinion, is going to be more beneficial than an isolate effect because mm-hmm. you just get that one CBD out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a cheaper product.
Mm-hmm.
So our distillate is very much takes a lot longer to make, a lot more expensive to make,
mm-hmm.
but it's a lot more beneficial products. When you see things like broad spectrum, I've seen companies that will actually add isolated forms back into their distillate or add with their isolate. So they'll have a distillate or isolate CBD, but then they'll go and add some higher amounts of CBG
mm-hmm.
to it that you would naturally get from a whole plant full spectrum extract like we do.
Mm-hmm.
So since we do a whole plant, we're giving what the plant's giving to us naturally as opposed to adding more cannabinoids to it
mm-hmm.
like I've seen other broad spectrum companies do.
Mm-hmm. So just to clarify for the audience who doesn't know all the lab terminology,
mm-hmm.
if they're getting broad spectrum, they're getting what?
They're going to get a wide variety of spectrum on there, but there's no telling if you're getting the full spectrum on
and
there.
And broad spectrum doesn't have THC or does?
It could. Mm-hmm. There's no telling if it does or not. They mm-hmm. could just be adding CBGs to it,
mm-hmm.
to the CBD. It could have a little bit of THC. It could have some CBG, CBA,
mm-hmm.
CBN.
What about full spectrum?
Full spectrum is going to have a little bit of everything. So it's basically from the whole plant.
Mm-hmm.
So I took this plant and I'm taking it as the plant naturally giving it to me
mm-hmm.
instead of me having to add other compounds to it to increase it. So we're more of a natural what the plant actually wanted to give it to us as,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to altering it a little bit.
Okay. So another question. So I'll go. So I'm ordering online and I see the different milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
I'm often seeing that online. And so how do I know which dosage I need, especially if I'm just starting out?
So it's hard.
And what are the different dosages that you can get?
So right now what we offer is tinctures from 200 milligrams for pets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be for smaller guys too, all the way up to 1,000 milligrams. We have soft gels, 750 milligram bottles and 600 milligram bottles. And this is going to be per container.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see a container says 1,000 milligrams, that's going to be per that bottle. So my 1,000 milligram tinctures are 1 ounce bottles, 1,000 milligrams. So
mm-hmm.
you get about 30, 35 milligrams of THC per dropper full.
Okay.
Me personally, I take a dropper full twice a day
mm-hmm.
From 1,000 milligrams. So I take 30, 35 twice a day, once in the morning, once at night. You can refer to, there are good websites out there that are actually referring people to dosing methods.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really allowed to recommend dosing methods
mm-hmm.
to people. That's why my labels don't really say that. They just say how much you're getting
okay.
per dropper. But you can refer to good websites like healer.com or PubMed.com. They've had some actual people putting on viewer feedback.
Okay.
You know, and that's really the way to go. Testimonials are the best way,
mm-hmm.
you know, so mm-hmm. people can tell from their personal experience how it's helped with them.
Yeah, and people can relate to it if it's
absolutely.
Based on
I've seen how it's worked firsthand with my dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're jumping up and down. I got 12-year-old dogs. They couldn't move around a lot before. Now they're jumping up and down out of my beds after 3 weeks.
And a lot of people didn't know that either. That especially if you're not familiar with CBD, don't know that you can. It's safe, but you can also give it to your pets.
Yeah, so you just want to be careful. Make sure that the base oil and that is appropriate for dogs. So you want to stick with a tuna oil, mm-hmm. a flaxseed oil, a pumpkin seed oil, or a MCT coconut oil for pets.
Okay.
Stay away from all nut oils because of the, I believe it's called like anaflaxin toxins that can come from nut oils. That's bad for dogs in particular.
Okay.
We are developing a horse formula too that's based on carrot and oat oils.
Okay.
So my other tinctures are going to be, I have different base oils. So it's going to be CBD oil
mm-hmm.
mixed with my base oil. So we use MCT coconut oil, which is the most popular.
Mm-hmm.
But I also use items like avocado oil,
mm-hmm.
Which are getting real popular. I have pecan oil, walnut oil, cherry pit oil, apricot pit oil.
Okay.
So all these different oils are being sought after by different people for the different minute benefits of it. So some people are seeing B17 as a benefit, so they'll search out some of those nut oils. Some people like the bone density properties that they're getting back. So, you know, they'll see out things like the avocado oils, things like that.
And I would assume that people who are searching out CBD oil have exhausted other options maybe. And so they know a little bit more about their particular issue. And so they come in, they want to get something specific for.
Yeah. And a lot of people have been disappointed with the products that they've found recently because, you know, whether it be an isolate product and that's way overpriced and they don't think that they're getting the full benefits of it, you know, or they feel like they're being sold some snake oil because it was just called a hemp extract. And there was no CBD listing on there.
Okay.
You know, so that's quite common, too. So, you know, stick with a reputable company, somebody who's been around for a while, do your research. There are a lot of good companies out there,
awesome.
You know, not just us, but a lot of people that are really doing it the right way. For me, coming from a lab background, I'm seeing it, I'm pretty impressed. But there are a lot of people cutting corners, and you'll see that in the end.
So the important thing for the audience to do is just make sure that they do their research.
Yeah, do your research. You know, you want to look for important things. So one of the main things I always look for is where is it sourced from?
Mm-hmm. And before we begin, I always like to ask at the end, the takeaways. So this is the beginning of the takeaways. If you don't have a piece of paper, get one so you can write these down. Some takeaways you can take away right now if you're interested in incorporating CBD into your wellness routine.
Yeah. So,
okay?
So look to where your plants are sourced from. Mm-hmm. Absolutely USA is going to be the way to go. Support your local growers, support your local plants. Colorado, California, Oregon, they're killing the scene right now on the CBD and in the hemp. They're making great hemp plants, Colorado especially. I can't say enough good things about Colorado. Mm-hmm. They got the most regulation out there, but they set the precedent. If they say China, just stay away from
okay.
it. You know, you don't know where they're coming from. There are other plants that test with minute amounts of CBD that they could be extracting. They could be extracting old hemp necklaces from the 90s that the kids were wearing.
Oh,
you
wow.
Because they have a little bit of CBD in it. Yeah. But you have no idea what's going to happen in the end. I mean, the Chinese messed up wheat gluten. They messed up baby formula. Mm. So we stay away. Stick with American source stuff. Second thing that you would want to look for, which we went over earlier, is how it's grown. You know, are you going to be sensitive to some of the things that they sprayed on it? Look for organic and natural grown methods on there. I stay away from heavy metal and chemical fertilizers, synthetics. That's going to be your safest bet. If you're sick now, you don't want to be sick later because you were getting from.
You could be making the situation worse.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the third thing I like to look for in a CBD product is it going to be a full spectrum distillate product like CBD Houston makes, or is it going to be made from a CBD isolate?
Okay.
You know, a CBD isolate is just going to, sure, it's going to test high in CBD, but that's all it's going to have in there is CBD, and it's going to be made cheaper. And if it's going to be made with isolate, the price needs to be reflected that it's made with isolate.
Okay.
You know, it'd be really affordable.
So isolate is kind of like another name for the listening audience, like a filler. It's not really the actual product.
CBD isolate is just CBD. Mm. So what they've done is when I do a fractional distillation on my products, my distillate comes with CBD, THC, CBG, CBAs. I got the full spectrum analysis on there. What they're doing on CBD isolate is they're isolating the CBD and then they're crystallizing it and turning it into like a crystal powder.
Okay.
And it's just pure CBD. And then they can add that to any of their products they want and to make it test positive for CBD.
Okay. So they can just use any kind of oil or any type of product, put a little bit
in there. Absolutely. There's no hard in it a lot of times, you know. So they're just trying to make it real quick.
Awesome. You know? Awesome. We have reached the end of the broadcast. But before we go, I want to ask, is there anything else that you want to add? Where can they find CBD Houston?
Sure.
What's the website of social media links? How can they get connected and how can they find out more about your product?
Sure. So you can find us online at CBDHoustonLLC.com. What you can do is we have a phone number and a map to we can direct you to stores that do sell our products because we do not sell to the general public. We're wholesale and distribution only, but we have a complete list of retailers that sell our products and services. So not only is it head shops and smoke shops that sell our products, but we have natural food stores, we have holistic stores, we got health food stores.
Okay.
I've got nutrition distributors selling our stuff now.
And I think I saw there's a couple of doctors that also.
Yeah, so we're working with doctors. We're also working with vet clinics anywhere from, I can't really list out the names right now, but we've got horse stables that we're working with, vet clinics. Also, we're working with licensed massage therapist, Chinese acupuncture, float massage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, sensory deprivation float chambers. I mean, we're getting really popular all over the board.
Yeah, because it's a whole, when someone who's interested in holistic health mm-hmm. wants the full package. So if they're going to a swim spa, they're definitely interested in natural alternatives to medication.
Well, people, they see this big egg that they need to go in mm-hmm. to float, and they're claustrophobic. Mm-hmm. You know, anxiety starts to kick in. You know,
smart marketing. So they can find out all those locations on your website as well.
Absolutely,
right?
They can call us. We'll tell them where they're at. They tell us what part of town they're in, and we'll tell them exactly where to go.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here. This concludes this episode. We want to make sure that you stay connected. Let us know what you think of the episode, any future topics that you want us to cover. Please feel free to submit them. You can follow us online at the Groovy Beat Podcast on Facebook and on Instagram. You can follow us on our website, www.thegroovybeatpodcast.com. And be sure to tell a friend next time. We air every other Thursday, Friday at 12 noon. All right. Until next time, stay groovy.